Shabbos is the malacha of teichin, the malacha of grinding. The Gemara says that that if a person grinds something on Shabbos, you're chayv chatas. There is a tremendous machlokes rishonim how extensive and to what areas this malacha applies to. There are certain rishonim that hold that this only applies to food, zok the Rambam, when it's almanas levashel. We do not hold of that lalacha. Other rishonim hold that any act of grinding is included in the malacha of teichin. Now, we usually associate grinding as making things into tiny pieces, which is a correct definition. But the million-dollar question is, how small is small? And there is no answer to that question. The Yoreim, the Sefer Yoreim, one of the Rishonim, writes that he doesn't know what the shear and what the measurement is for teichin. So it's for that reason, and since we paskin that teichin really applies to everything, even if it's edible on its own, and even if it's not almanas levashel, and in theory, really, we apply teichin really apply to not only foods; it applies to everything. Cutting things into small things—that's what they were involved in the Mishkan. They just cut tongs into small things, and if you don't have a measurement, so a person has to be concerned when they're involved in basically breaking down items, that could be a potential malacha of teichin and a violation on Shabbos of the malacha of teichin. It's most primarily found, as I'm sure you could imagine, in the areas of the kitchen. In the preparation of making salads. So a lot of times, and we'll Mirtz Hashem learn some other examples potentially, a lot of times people like to dice up things before, in order to put them in the optimal size in a salad. So that is a potential malacha of teichin. Rav Moshe has a tshuva that Rav Moshe says, and this is a way to remember it, dicing but not slicing. Okay? That's my terminology. Dicing is the malacha of teichin. But if you're cutting things into slices, Rav Moshe writes, even if you're using a slice machine, like slicing pickles into the four, you know, like they had at the wedding, you know, at the table, they slice down the pickles into four, so that would not be the malacha of teichin. And then if you have a slicer that's going to have these slices, so then it's not going to be a vessel that's miyuchad for teichin. If you have a vessel that's miyuchad for teichin, that is never allowed to be used on Shabbos. So, do you guys know this, like, I like to call it the alligator. It, like, opens its mouth, and you put the pepper or the cucumber in, and you just prop it down. It looks like an alligator. You know, like an alligator opening its mouth.
Yeah, but that just makes, like, slices.
No, it makes dices.
No. Squares.
It makes little cubes.
Oh, square one.
Tiny cubes, yeah.
Like
no, not a slicer. That would be the nafkamina.
Like a slice. Can I make another slice across?
Yeah, so it's a good shiloh, meaning what's the limitation? So I think if there's still slices, I think Rav Moshe would still hold that that's not the malacha of teichin. But the second you're dicing, it's the malacha of teichin. But there's no... You take a tomato. Right, and you make it, you cut it down straight, and you have slices. That's not teichin.
Okay,
but if you're cutting it into smaller pieces, so then it's going to be teichin.
So you can't make
Israeli. So lamashal. So it's a good point what you're saying. It's not exactly shear. I can't give you like a 3 cubits, a certain shear in order to define it. But Rav Moshe does make this distinction of slices and dices. And the small cubes, but I'll tell you the following it'll be a little clearer when I get to all the background that. But right now what we know is to make things very small is the melacha of teichen. To make larger slices is not the melacha of teichen. So now the question is, what's in the middle? Okay? Basically what Sam's asking. So we need a little more background in order to understand this. There is a fascinating Rashba when it comes to the melacha of teichen that really changes the whole perspective on teichen. Says the Rashba, yes, there's a melacha of teichen. Yes, you're not allowed to cut things up in small before for on Shabbos. But the Rashba says that the Tosefta talks about a person feeding little pieces of bread to birds on Shabbos. So the Rashba asks, how you're allowed to do that? Why are they doing that? Okay, we're assuming that those birds are your pets and you're allowed to feed them on Shabbos because you're not allowed to be. That's what Arya was referring to. You're not allowed to feed a behemoth shel hefker on Shabbos. And any of you who see Parshas Beshalach, people feeding pigeons on Shabbos or people throwing bread into the pond by Tashlich, that is something that the Gemara says befeirish that's aser. Okay, either part of the Malach of Tzeda. According to Tosfos, Rashi has a different pshat that it's a gzera, but gzera shem yatzad, or it's because of the animals are mukta and you're not allowed to feed them. Whatever it is, that's in Shulchan Aruch. A behemah shel hefker cannot be fed on Shabbos or on Yom Tov for that matter. So the Rashba is bothered by the following question: how is this possible? How do they do this? So the Rashba says something fascinating. The Rashba says the birds are eating up this bread immediately. So what? Why does that change anything? So the Rashba held that there is some heter that if it's going to be eaten immediately, the malacha of teichin does not apply. Where did the Rashba get this from? Does anyone know? Miyad from what? What?
Miyad and Biyad.
What are you talking about?
What we did last year.
What's that called?
It was
that's Chol Moed. That's not. There's no Heter Davar Avi. No Davar Avi in Shabbat.
No.
Let me ask you something. If I would tell you, I'm going to cook this. I'm going to put this on the fire, but I'm going to eat it right away. Can anyone say that that's going to be a butter? Chalila. So this is Daraisa. Everybody say, what? Where is this heter coming from? You're right, Schultz, you're right.
No instrument that you're using.
No, that's biad. What's miad? Where does that come from? You're in the right area. You have the answer. Where is it coming from? Just collect your thoughts. Where is the application? What are the phrases that you just said, miad and biad, which is 100% right. Where? Thank you. Borer. When you're
I didn't hear you.
I'm sorry.
The silverware.
There's no malacha called silverware.
I know. I'm trying to remember when we.
Borer is the malacha of selecting. Okay, we learned this last year.
Yeah, last
enough. Selecting, no. Selecting, selecting.
Good morning.
Means that you're not allowed to take certain things from other things, right? Let's chazer a little bit. Everybody say, what are you not allowed to select from? I don't care if it's silverware. I don't care if it's food. I don't care if it's card games. You're not allowed to select the bad from the good. You're not allowed to select. You're allowed to select what? The good from the bad. Ochel mitoich psoiles. What you're going to use as opposed to what you're not going to use. Under two other conditions. It's you're done with your hand. With not a kli hamiyuchad lebeirer. Not a specific vessel used for beirer. And like a sifter or like one of those slotted spoons. And what else? It has to be what? Says the Gemara Mishavah Stafayin Daladim and Aleph. Has to be miyad or la'alter. It has to be used right away. Okay? Now, what that meant miyad, we had a discussion amongst the poskim. Rav Moshe writes in the Tshuva that it means not necessarily 20 seconds, but it means the amount of time that it takes before you're involved in that meal. So what Ramesha says is that you can't set the table and then go for a walk Shabbos morning or decide to set the table before shul, because that's not going to be miyad. Even though, what? I selected the good from the bad and I did it with my hand. Why? Because what am I missing? I'm missing the third condition. What's the third condition? Miyad. La'alter. That has to be right away. This is a big mistake. You can't do borer if it's not going to be miyad. Miyad means the amount of time that it takes an ordinary person to do it before he's involved in the activity. So, if it takes me 15 minutes to set the table, so I'm going to do it right before we eat lunch, when I set the table. I'm not, Ramesh says, don't do this and then get involved in another activity, because then that's going to ultimately be borer, maybe only on a level derabbanan, but still be an iser borer. So on the books, give me a second, on the books, the Gemara only said this idea and this concept of miyad when it comes to watch malacha, when it comes to malacha of borer. However, the Rashba in malacha of toichin extrapolated from the malacha of borer and saw a more general heter that if things are done for immediate use in certain malachas, you might have a heter. And therefore the Rashba explained away this Tosefta by saying that whenever you're going to cut something up, even if it's going to be very small, if it's going to be eaten up right away, it's going to be mutter. That's a tremendous kula. What would be a reason not to agree with the Rashba? Like the Shilta Giborim argues with the Rashba, the Magen Avraham quotes in the Shilta Giborim that you see many Rishonim did not hold like this Rashba. Why would someone argue with the Rashba? Yeah.
The Gemara could list about borer, could list about tochim as well.
What?
So the Gemara could list miyad.
It says only by borer, right?
So like if it applied to tochim, it would write it there as well.
Exactly. The Gemara applies it to borer, and Gemara never says it to tochim. Exactly. And what's a rationale to not be medamed borer to tochim? Yeah.
I mean, like, how can you extrapolate from one case a general rule?
Right, but good, excellent. So that I agree with you. But just to explain a little bit more, it could be that it's a svara specifically to borer. The Gemara, the Rishonim write that borer, the malacha of borer is borer la'oitzer, to quote the Ramban. Borer la'oitzer means borer that you're selecting for the storehouses. So when you're selecting for the storehouses, by definition, what are you doing? You're not using it right away. You're storing it. You're putting it away. You're doing like the factory. We're stacking things up and we're selecting it. That was part and parcel of the definition of the malacha. But when a person is selecting and he's using it right away, he's in the miyad category. So that's mechusar, that's missing the essence of the malacha. The essence of the malacha is bayir la'aitzer, according to some rishonim. So that's why it has to be that if it's la'alter, it's missing the shem alacha, and that would be a characteristic specific to Bayer and not able to be extrapolated into other malachas. But the Rashba is the Rashba. The Rashba says it.
If you could say more simply, miyad can only apply when there's biyad also, but by tochen there is no biyad.
Let's say I would cut it up with my hand.
Don't do tochen with.
Okay, I hear. Interesting.
A knife isn't considered biyad.
Interesting. What?
I thought we said with the chicken that you could use it a fork.
Like, yeah, we do. By borer, we say.
I'm saying that's still biyad. So.
Right. That's a good point. That's good. Unless you would say biyad has new definitions than every malacha. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah,
but I hear what you're saying.
So smash things with your hand. If you're like making like taking a cookie.
It's true. Right. This Tosefta, L'chor, he was just taking pieces off of the challah and feeding it to the chicken. So, whatever. So there's a major machlokes rishonim at the get-go, whether or not this malacha is mutter miyad. So Rabbi Yisai, the shaila is, do we paskin like this Rashba? So the answer is kind of. What does that mean, kind of? So, the Nosekelim, the Beis Yosef, brings down the Rashba, but the Magen Avraham says he's uncomfortable relying completely on this Rashba, that whenever you're going to eat, you can cut things small up. So Mishnah Berurah's psak is as follows. The Ramah does bring down the Rashba, Rabosei. So I don't wanna machavek this Rashba. I don't wanna throw it in, you know, tell you that it's a shita tchuya and it's not accepted la'alocha. It's serious business, this Rashba. It's a nice cooler to have in your back pocket. But the Mishnah Berurah says because many of the Rishonim did not accept the opinion of the Rashba, Sam, so therefore we don't want to rely on the Rashba alone. So just to tell me, Rabbi, I'm going to cut up my salad into small pieces right before I eat, that's not something that we're going to rely on. So the Mishnah Berurah's pshara is like this. Listen carefully, and this answers your question, Sam. Mishnah Berurah says, when you're cutting up vegetables for your salad, so you'll have the Rashba in your back pocket because you're going to do it right before you eat without being involved in another activity afterwards, right, in preparation of the salad. And, says the Mishnah Berurah, you'll cut the vegetables in a way that they are larger than their normal size. So Mishnah Berurah says, again, keep in mind, because the Urim said, we don't know the exact size and a specific measurement that the Malacha of Tochin is violated. So Mishnah Berurah says, as long as I try to make them a little larger than their normal size for the for the salad, and plus, in addition to that, I have the Rashba, that Miyad is Mutter. So on that, the Mishnah Berurah says, I'm able to be Mekel. So that is lemaisa what should be done. Whenever you're preparing salads, whenever you're cutting up something, as long as it's going to be used miyad, and it's going to be a little larger than usual, then it's going to be mutter. It's going to be mutter to cut up. Okay? Yeah.
It's kind of like a little bit off, but what if you know, like if you have a shilling, like a spoon, there's holes in it.
Yeah. Slotted spoons are not accepted, yeah.
Israeli salad, I've seen like totally different size of the vegetables. So yeah. What would you do? Can you even do that?
What's the usual?
No, so I would not, meaning really small, I would not do, even me, right. Because I don't want to rely just on the Rashba. Right. If you're asking me, so that's for you, Ethan, what you should do. When you're cutting up a salad or when your family's going to cut up a salad, you know, in terms of your hadracha, you should try to make it larger. If you're asking me, now I'm served the salad, and I see that there are tiny pieces in front of me, can I eat the salad? Was a malacha done to the salad? Because Rabosai, we know that there is a halacha that when it comes to Shabbos, if a malacha was done, potentially, and if it was for you on Shabbos, that could be usher for you to eat. So the answer is, the Primogodim writes something very important, and you should keep this in your back pocket. As long as there is a valid shita amongst the poskim to rely on, in a situation of bidyeved, you are allowed to eat the food, which means the following. Even if I tell you, I don't want to rely on the Rashba alone. Lechatchila, in terms of the way you should be noyig in your bias, you should try to work with the Mishnah Berurah's pshara to be choshish for the other Rishonim, because we're not sure if the Rashba is completely correct. But, bottom line, the Rashba is brought down in Shulchan Aruch. The Rashba is quoted by the Ramah. So now in a situation of ipso facto, now you're presented the salad, you want to know if you could eat it, 100% you could eat that salad. Because the Rashba is a viable shita. So that would be something that would be mutter. Yeah. And also in situations, a shasat chak, the Rashba would be a situation where a person could rely on the Ramah that quotes the Rashba. Let's say skenim, people that can't eat it. Otherwise, or if it's too large, so or ktanim, so that would be something to play into a situation. But in a normal situation, lechatchila, I would say no. B'di'eved, you could for sure eat it. Yeah.
And also, I just forgot what we said. You can squeeze a lemon if it hits the food directly.
Yeah. Okay. Like you know.
Like the lemon in the Israeli salad.
Exactly. Yeah. Perfect. Yeah. Yeah.
Rashba shita only works if you're cutting it up right before you eat and you're doing it in between.
Yeah.
So if I were to come home after school and it's already cut up and I'm probably not going to eat for another hour, an hour and a half, what do I do?
And it's tiny pieces. Then you get into a different it was done for you.
Who did it?
Yeah, that was one of those things. What about going
to so let's talk about a Jew first. This is important, Rabbi Say. I don't see a shasad chak here. Having salad, not having salad, I don't think it's the biggest deal. There is a concept of Maisa Shabbos. If it was done b'shoigig, a person knew that this is the halacha and they say couldn't care less, that's a different story. If a person is b'shoigig, so then you get into a machlekes, the Mechaber and the Vilna Gaon. The Mechaber and the Vilna Gaon have a machlekes whether or not Maisa Shabbos, something that was done with Chilul Shabbos, b'di'eved, when it was done b'shoigig, is that food mutter or is that food aser? So the Mishnah Berurah's psak on this shaila, it's a machlekes tanaim remei Rabbi Yehuda. Machlekes had a paskin. So Mishnah Berurah's psak is that lechatchila a person should follow shitas hamechaber to be machmer, and b'shas hadchak a person can be mekel. So I don't think that this would necessarily be a shas hadchak. Is there anything else to rely on over here to say that there wouldn't be Maisa Shabbos over here if it was mamish cut up and it was cut up with a knife or it was cut up with a knife. With a kli?
It was cut up by a goy who wasn't told to cut it up into small pieces. She did it on her own. And she was told to cut up for the salad, but she did it by herself. Those small pieces.
Assumed when we're making a salad that you do that.
Right. So it's Nana Mimalecha's guy. To think about it, but I'll be Pashas, I think you shouldn't really get enough from a Malecha's guy. Pashas is such a situation. If it wasn't done Miyad.
Miyad is the only issue there?
No, meaning the Rashba, if we had the Rashba that it was done miyad, so then I would rely on the Rashba and say that it's mutter v'di'evet. But over here you don't have the Rashba, so then you have to think about if there's anything else to rely on v'di'evet. Doesn't come to mind. What? No, he came home. He said 2 hours later. It wasn't the
issue. Came home 2 hours later? Or
yeah, it wasn't. It wasn't done yet.
So then right. It could have been done 5 minutes earlier. He just doesn't know.
What?
If you just don't know, if it could have been done 5 minutes ago.
Oh, that's a different story. If it's Suffolk, it's a different story. Let's say he knows. Let's talk
so
about a situation.
He knows it was 5 minutes ago. Can he take a little?
No, he knows. His case was he knows it was done 2 hours ago.
Okay.
So the malacha was done. So now.
So then, would you
then
you
take some
no,
now?
Yeah. So I eat some now. So then it's miyad.
And then it also that works for an hour and a half later.
What?
So then it also works for an hour and a half later. You don't need to like constantly eat. Or
you're saying the rest of the salad?
Yeah, the rest of it.
Right, lechayra you would have to use right. You get one each piece is needs the heter of miyad for. You should really just ask the guy to do it before the salad, before the meal. Not way before, but the evidence is probably a problem. Yeah.
Is like making guacamole or like.
Oh, we're getting it.
I'm cutting up a tomato in terms of order, and I want it like to put it, let's say I'm serving it, so I have to first put it on a plate to serve and then throw out whatever I'm not using.
Wait, what are you bordering?
Like the end, the piece at the end that you don't want
to
eat.
Oh, the end pieces?
Yeah, we spoke about it.
There are different parts are yeah. So take the good from the bad.
So then you're
good. Okay. Yeah.
What about egg salad?
We're gonna get there. So lemaisa Rabosai, we have a few questions that we have to answer. We said the Shulta Gibarim holds that borer there is no hatter la'alter. There is no hatter miyad. So the Shulta Gibarim has some explaining to do because the Rashba didn't come from nowhere. Where was the Rashba coming from, Rabosai? He was explaining a case. What was he explaining? Feeding of the chicken the pieces of bread. So what does the Shulta Gibarim now have to explain? Why is that mutter? Everyone, where'd the Rashba get this heter of miad?
And his chickens.
The chickens. His chickens. So now, the Shulta Gibarim that wants to say that there is no heter miad and borer and tochen are not comparable within the realm of miad immediately. So then what? The Shulta Gibarim has to give a new explanation to that idea of feeding the chickens the bread.
Suffering.
What?
That they're suffering?
No.
Because you can feed the chicken by yourself.
There's no heter to do malacha on Shabbos just because of suffering.
Are they his chickens?
For sure, malacha d'oraisa, and even d'rabbanan, some d'rabbanans, yes, are mutter from Tzar Balei Chaim, some d'rabbanans, no. The big shaila, if Tiltul Muktzah would be mutter, makom Tzar Balei Chaim, there's a big shaila whether or not it comes up, legabe the suffering, legabe milking of cows, if it's not going to be used, the milk, can you express the milk? Machlik is the chazanish and the Tzitz Eliezer. Automatically, Tzar Balei Chaim, just to be matir, for sure, the Araisas is not even an option. The Rabbanans, there might be some room by certain the Rabbanans to be Mekel, but not all the Rabbanans, and Tiltul Muktzah is a big problem. The Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank has a tshuva about a chicken coop, and one chicken was just going whack, so, and was biting all the other chickens. So the shaila was, do you have a heter, Mishum Tzar Balei Chaim, to take that chicken out? Everybody says, you know that animals are muktzah on Shabbos. And even pets is a shaila. I think I spoke about this a long time ago, no? Okay, didn't we speak about it in Maseches Ksuvos?
No.
I remember Joe Klein was here.
A year and a half ago.
Yeah, that wasn't last year.
Yeah, that was last year.
When we were in the closet when I started giving shiur?
Yeah.
No, that wasn't last year.
No, a year and a half ago we had a day.
One day.
The day when we were in the closet.
Why were we in the closet?
No idea.
Why you hate her?
Oh, okay. So yeah, so that's what we spoke about, pets.
Ezra's cats.
So, that's what it was. Ezra's cats. Yeah, Ezra, not simple.
Ezra,
right. So how is the Shulta Gibarim going to get around that idea? Everyone understand the kasha? You have to get around how you feed the chickens the challah. So the Shulta Gibarim and the Ran have a different pshat in that Tosefta. The pshat is a brand new klal when it comes to toichin. It's called what? Ein toichin achar toichin. Something which would literally just translated it as something which was grinded once cannot be grinded again.
Even if it's of a different entity.
Oh. Even if it's smaller and it's accomplishing more. So that is a tremendous machlekes amongst the poskim. And we have to, Mir Tzashem will pick up with this next week. Where does this din apply of Ein Teichin Achar Teichin? What is the hezber of Ein Teichin Achar Teichin? The very important chazanish that's magdir, this halach of Ein Teichin Achar Teichin, to mean not what it sounds. And it means something totally different than what it sounds like. And actually, as your shaila, as nafkaminas, legave hilchos pesach, habalin ulikarov, Mir Tzashem will talk about that. So these are just the beginnings, the openers of hilchos toichin. We have to get to your shaila about egg salad. We have to get to shaila about other things, whether or not toichin applies. And Mir Tzashem will see that the malach of toichin opens up a lot of halacha lemaisa where you guys can't even imagine how much halacha lemaisa outside of just cutting things up, but really changing your Shabbos even outside of the kitchen. And we'll start with teichin achar teichin. So remind me to get to the egg salad. Remind me to get to the guacamole. Remind me to get to the other applications. Rabbi Yisrael.